It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Friday, March 8th. This is Jade, and we have a special Friday episode for you, a conversation with Margo Price. The Nashville native and recent Grammy Best New Artist nominee has slowly but surely risen to the top of the country music scene with her honest lyrics and powerful voice. She checks in with The Current's morning show host, Jill Riley, about her path to where she is now, some of her idols, the song Pay Gap, and being an advocate for women.
You are listening to The Current from Minnesota Public Radio. Today is International Women's Day, and we are celebrating with an entire day of women's programming brought to you and programmed by the women of 89.3 The Current. And we have special guests coming up throughout the day, and I've got one of them on the line right now. We've been playing her music for a couple years. Our staff admires her work, from her record Midwest Farmer's Daughter to All American Made. She was recently nominated in the category of Best New Artist, but she certainly is not new to the current audience. That's right. Margo Price is on the line. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're great. We're great. We're just enjoying this day of International Women's Day and, you know, celebrating the achievements of women, but also recognizing where we have to go. And I think that's one of the reasons I really wanted to get you on the line, because you work in the music industry and you're on the creative side. What does a day like International Women's Day mean to you, and why is it important?
You know, I think that we do have a lot of work to still do, and you know, as even as we'd like to think things are in this modern day and age, I really think that we've moved backwards in many areas. And you know, I've been a big advocate for the pay gap and just women's rights in general. And I think it's important to talk about it. And conversation is the only way we're going to make progress, really.
On the line with Margo Price here on The Current. I do have to say, when we were listening to new music, it was before the record All American Made came out, and we got to preview your song Pay Gap. You got a standing ovation at the station, by the way, after we heard the song. But, you know, this is related to your own experiences and, again, maybe conversations with others. But, you know, what are some things, like, really actively that you are doing to help close the pay gap or have that conversation, both in regular life and in the music industry?
Well, I think the first thing to do is to bring people awareness to it, because there are a lot of people out there, men and women, who don't believe that it exists. And I've had conversations and arguments with people, and you know, it's just really interesting to realize that a lot of people don't even know that it exists. And as soon as it was brought to my attention, it was something that I was talking about constantly. And, you know, writing a song about it, I thought, okay, this could be career suicide here, especially in the country music world.
Sure.
But, you know, I've always admired women who were trailblazers and speaking out. You know, Loretta Lynn, The Pill, Dolly Parton, 9 to 5. Those songs are incredibly important. And you know, even if it maybe doesn't click with people right now, at least it's getting some folks talking.
Right. So speaking of Nashville, I mean, that's been your home. How long have you been in Nashville?
Almost 16 years.
Wow. 16 years in Nashville. And, you know, Nashville is one of those towns which I love, and I love to visit Nashville. But, you know, traditionally, there is a country music establishment, and you have seen it with your own eyes. So have you observed some things, just some changes in that establishment, or is it just like kind of the same old, same old?
You know, I think there's been rumblings of a revolution as far as bringing back real roots music to the area, but you know, at the same time, things are very locked in. Radio programmers have very strong opinions on what they want to play, and everybody knows there's not many women on the radio, especially not women who are saying anything political. Pop music kind of reigns supreme in that town, so it's a really interesting place to live, but I found myself living outside of the establishment, and that that's where I like to be.
You know, the conversation, especially after the Grammys, about Kacey Musgraves, about women who are being recognized for their work, both by critics and people buying their music, obviously being recognized with awards, but still can't break through on the radio. And I think you've had a similar experience with that. And just how do you respond to, I think the excuse has been that studies show that women listen to country music, but they like to hear male voices. And it's like, what? Where is this coming from?
Yeah, you know, I think that's all propaganda and lies. And I especially think Kacey has a place on the radio, you know, way more than I do as far as what they actually play. I mean, her last album was pretty progressive. It was, you know, more pop. So I don't understand why they're not playing it. But I just kind of made up my mind that I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing and not worry about it, because I don't think that that's where my listeners are. Mm-hmm. I think my listeners don't really tune into those stations anyway. Stuff like Florida Georgia Line, you know, and the more pop music that disguises this country. Interesting to hear people's opinions on it, but I just don't put too much stock in it because I'm thinking outside of that box.
Margo Price, if I could ask just about artists that have inspired you since we're celebrating International Women's Day. You just mentioned Loretta Lynn, and I noticed that you are part of the lineup for her big birthday bash in Nashville.
Yes, I'm so excited about that. I think, you know, Loretta definitely somebody that, you know, carried the torch and kind of brought a different voice to country music. And, you know, she had so many songs banned by the radio. It's incredible to see her legacy kind of outlast any binds that tried to hold her down. I'm also, of course, love Joni Mitchell, Joan Baez, like I said, Dolly Parton, Jesse Coulter, Lucinda Williams. And she's somebody that I really admire as, you know, a poet and a musician and somebody who never kind of followed trends and just did her own thing. And it's amazing just to see them, you know, flourish in their careers and doing it, you know, for decades after decades, and people just really responding to the music because it's real. And it's important for me to see that and keep going.
I saw on Twitter that you went to Fleetwood Mac in Nashville, and that you were able to run into Lucinda Williams and meet her. Did you get a chance to meet Stevie Nicks?
I've not met Stevie Nicks yet, but I would love to. I'm a huge Fleetwood Mac fan. Mm-hmm. And I did see Lucinda, and I was just getting general admission. I didn't hit anybody up for tickets. I went on, I bought my tickets on Ticketmaster like everybody else. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I saw Lucinda there, and she came up and gave me a big hug. I've met her several times, and she was so nice, too. She said, "You're making pregnancy look sexy." I am 7 months pregnant right now.
You are, right.
Yeah, I've had so many negative comments from, you know, a lot of strangers, really. But so it was reaffirming to hear from her. But, you know, I think it can be really empowering. And I'm getting ready to play a show here in Arizona. And still playing drums and piano and guitar and putting on a, you know, hour to hour and 30-minute show. Feels really powerful to get up there in this state and kind of show people that women can do anything, even when they're pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, and you put on a proper rock show. I saw your show at the Hinterland Festival last summer in Iowa.
Oh, yeah.
We're still talking about that show. I mean, we loved it. My husband and I still talk about it quite often.
That was a great lineup.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It really was a lot of fun. And I think I love what you have to say about you can do anything. I mean, I used to tell people, I have a 3-year-old son, and I'm like, you know, I'm pregnant. I'm not sick. I'm pregnant.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
Not a terminal illness. And I think so many people just sexualize women until they're doing the most important thing in this world, which, you know, is bringing humans into this world. Mm-hmm. And we have such a stigma, I think, against how we treat women and how we, you know, treat them more like objects than force of nature that we are.
Well, Margo, it looks like you're going to take a little break, of course, because you are creating life. And then it looks like you're hitting the road again this summer.
Yeah, I'm going to be out doing some shows with Chris Stapleton, which I'm really excited about. They have such a great crew, and they always take best care of us. And I guess I start back in July, and the baby's due end of May. So we're taking a short pause, but I'm a workaholic, so I'm already looking towards the future.
Yeah. Margo Price on the line. Well, congratulations on everything with your records. I'm a Midwest farmer's daughter, all American made. Margo Price, she's making it happen, and she's making it happen in the music industry, and certainly just a huge advocate for, you know, artists that are outside the establishment, but empowering, you know, women to be able to make it in their career as well. So we thank you for that. Margo Price, again, congratulations and good luck in the future.
Thank you. No, I really do appreciate y'all playing my music, and you've been there from the beginning. I remember playing their birthday party, at least 3 years ago, maybe even more. Maybe it was 4 years ago now. I'm losing track of the years, but I love y'all station and hope to see you soon.
All right. Thanks, Margo. Thanks for listening to our special Friday episode of The Current's Music News. Thanks to our host, Jill Riley, and special thanks to Margo Price. Today's producer is Anna Wagle. Check back in with us on Monday for more of the latest music news.